Hello, this is Larry Goins, and welcome to the Inner Circle Q&A calls, bi-weekly Q&A calls on the second and fourth Monday of every month at 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm here to answer all your questions. I know we usually have a lot of people on here, but some people ask questions. Some people just like to sit back and listen, so we'll see what goes on tonight. So I hope everybody's doing well. I see we already have some people on the line. Anybody want to jump in with a question? Hello, hello, hello. Anybody have a question, comment, anything that you want to talk about, anything you're having a challenge with, anything you need help with, anything about market conditions, what's working now, what's not working now, just go ahead and jump in there.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Larry.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we just got started. I just asked if anybody had a question.
Got a question, statement. Well, I'm trying to find other ways to get funding to do a house. I'm having trouble with that.
Okay. Tell me what kind of houses you're trying to go after and what kind of funding you're trying to go after.
Well, I would like to go after, I guess, you know, the cheapest one, the little, you know, the FHA, the HUD homes that are, you know, $10,000 maybe.
Okay. So if you're wanting to buy a HUD house, you will have to pay cash for it. Or get hard money or private money financing. Or what you might have to do is use transaction funding. Are you wholesaling or doing fix and flips or what?
I'd like to do wholesaling, I guess.
Okay. So, you'd like to do wholesaling. Have you built your buyer's list or have you started doing that?
No.
Okay. You do know you need to build your buyer's list, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know how to build your buyer's list?
Not real well, no.
Okay. Did you just join our inner circle?
No, I've been here. I've been in for a while.
Okay, are you working with Randolph, or you come to our office, or what?
No, I'm working with John. Who else is?
Well, John is not a coach.
No, John's not a coach. I don't know if I really have a coach yet.
Oh. Have you been to my office, or are you planning to come to
no.
my office?
Yeah, I'm planning to come in May next month.
In May. Oh, okay. So that explains it. Okay, so
okay.
You signed up for our OJT program to come to our office and spend a few days.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And what's your name?
Tom Lowe.
Okay, great, Tom. Well, welcome. Is this your first call?
No, I've been on before. I just haven't been on for a while.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Well, good. Well, there's a lot of things you can do. Where do you live at, Tom?
Costa Mesa, California.
Costa Mesa. Is that anywhere close to Phoenix?
8 hours drive.
Okay, is Costa Mesa, is that pretty much
Orange
the biggest
County.
City around?
The city what?
Is that the biggest city around?
Oh, no. L.A.'s here. We got, Huntington Beach.
Oh, okay. All right, so what you want to do is find a couple of RIA groups around. And go to the meetings and join the RIA groups. That's a great place to build your buyer's list. Also, you can get online to sites like listsource.com or CoreLogix, CoreLogix.com, and do a search where you're going to be buying properties and find the buyers who have bought multiple properties in the area where you're going to be buying properties. And those will be your investor buyers. And then you send them some direct mail. You can send them a handwritten postcard or a handwritten letter. It just says, I noticed you purchased a house at whatever the address, 125 Oak Street. I'm an investor, and I have wholesale properties as well. If you would like to get on my buyer's list, please call me or email me or go to my website if you have a website.
Uh-huh.
And that's another way you can do that. Also, you want to call every I Buy Houses sign and every I Buy Houses ad that you see out there. Okay? You can also post you some your own ads on Craigslist that says, I have handyman specials, fixer-uppers, cheap, cash, get on my buyer's list. So is that a pretty good start?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Did you get all that down?
Yeah.
Excellent. Good, good. You need any help with anything else?
Not at the moment. Well, no, I guess I'll have to find some funding somehow.
Well, here's a great way to find some funding. When you go to your local REIA group,
uh-huh.
find out who's using private money. Now, they're not going to tell you who their private money lender is, okay?
Uh-huh.
But if you will find out who's using private money, what you can do is you can go down to the Register of Deeds, look up their company name, look up the deals that they have done, and see who their lender was in their transaction. There's your private money lender. Then all you do is send them a postcard or a letter and say, I notice you funded an investment property for whatever it is, like XYZ Investments.
Mm-hmm.
I do the same thing they do. I fix and flip properties or I wholesale properties. I'm looking for some short-term funding. If you would be interested in making a good return on your money, call or email or go to my website if you have one.
Oh, okay.
How do you like that?
That sounds really good.
That's a way to find people who are already private money lenders for other people.
That's not hard to do at all.
Nope, not at all.
I know where to go for that.
There you go.
Right.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Let's see. Well, I guess I'll learn more when I get to the 3-day at the out in South Carolina.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's good, man. We're looking forward to having you. It's going to be a great event.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to going.
Awesome. We appreciate your business. We're going to
mm-hmm.
help you jumpstart this thing. So anybody else have a question you want to jump in? I don't know if you were here in the beginning, but we usually have some people on. It can vary anywhere from 5, 10, 20, 30 people on, but usually we'll have 1, 2, or 3 people that jump in and want to say something or ask a question or whatever. Sometimes we have a lot of people that want to jump in, but most people just like to sit back and listen. But anybody else out there have a question or a comment or anything about the market or anything that you're having trouble with or anything you need help with or confused about, anything at all, go ahead and jump in.
Hey, Larry, this is Barbara Sutton.
Hey, Barbara, how are you?
Good. I didn't want to monopolize the call this week. I was hoping somebody else would speak first.
How's Mike doing?
He's doing well. They're going to change his hours soon, so he'll have some
more
normal
hours.
That's
good. He's probably at work right now, right?
Yes. Yes. The email that you sent out recently, the workshop you're going to have there for the IRS.
For Inner Circle students, yes.
Yes. We're probably not going to be able to make that. So what can you tell us tonight about what's going on with that?
Well, what it is I've teamed up with Anderson Law Group, and it's a law firm as well as an accounting firm. And they have
The ones that came to San Antonio with you?
Yes. Yeah, that's Clint.
Is that the same one that we're supposed to have a 2 or 3 day workshop with in Dallas?
That is the workshop.
Has it been moved from Dallas?
I never had anything scheduled for Dallas.
Maybe I'm
misunderstanding. No, that was my other event that's in Dallas. No, I never had Clint's event scheduled for Dallas. That's my Investor Palooza that's coming up in Dallas in the fall. That's a different event. I've never scheduled Clint for Dallas.
I guess I totally misunderstood. I thought that was supposed to be in Dallas.
No, that's okay. I'm sorry about that. But no, we're only doing about one, maybe two a year with Clint. But what basically we've done is, as you know, as an Inner Circle member, you get to come to Clint's $5,000 three-day training all about entity structure and asset protection, tax strategies, as well as self-directed retirement accounts. And it's beginning and advanced, and they'll go over and lay out everything that you need to set up your whole business and with operating agreements and everything you need and how you need to not only set it up, but how you need to run your business as well. And that's a three-day event.
Okay. It was a little bit confusing because in one part of the email it said two-day, and another part of the email it said three-day.
Well, that's because he has a two-day event and a three-day event. But what I have paid for my Inner Circle students to go to is a three-day event. So you get not only asset protection, but you also get entity structuring and tax strategies. So that's why it's a three-day event.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, if there's any way you can make it, it would be good for you to be able to go, but I can understand if you can't.
Well, we certainly want to go.
I know, but, you know, do what you can. You know, it's not the end of the world if you can't, but it would be good if you could, especially since it's, you know, it's a free event for you.
Well, yeah, and that was part of the attraction. I just totally misunderstood and thought that was going to be in Dallas.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. No, we've never planned that one for Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that. But if you can't make this one, I'm sure we'll have another one.
You just don't know when yet, do you?
No, I really don't. I really don't. We're probably going to have them about 6 months apart, I'm guessing.
Are they all going to be there, or are they going to be different places?
We're planning on probably having them in different places, but this is the first one, so we plan on having it, you know, right in Charlotte. And I'll be there, too. I won't be there all 3 days, but I'll be there as well.
Okay. Well, that answers that question. Somebody else's turn now.
Okay. Well, let's see if anybody else wants to jump in. Anybody else have a question you want to jump in with?
Yeah, Larry, besides doing HUD homes, what other entities can I search around for? Well, I know I can go to banks and stuff like that, but to find the homes that, you know, 50% off or whatever we're looking for. What other areas can I look into?
When you say what other areas, you're not talking about geography. You're talking about sources for properties?
Maybe sources for properties that might cover the United States.
Okay. That's not listed? Is that what you're saying?
Well, maybe. No, HUD homes are listed. Probably homes that are beat-up homes, I guess. Is there other places I can look for them besides HUD?
Well, if you're talking about listed property, just Zillow.com or Realtor.com. I mean, that's going to be every listed property out there, whether it's a HUD house or whether it's an REO or whether it's just an individual seller that's listed their property with a realtor.
Well, what about unlisted then?
That's most of our deals right now. But one of the other sources that we're starting to pick up is we're starting to do some direct mail. And here's what you do with direct mail. This is very good. What you do with direct mail is you basically pull a list of non-owner occupied buyers from either ListSource or CoreLogix.com, which I gave out a minute ago.
Uh-huh.
And you pull that list. They've got to have owned the property at least 7 years. And if you want to select a minimum amount of equity, you can do that, like $30,000 or $50,000 or whatever of equity. And then you mail about a postcard or a letter. But the main thing with direct mail is you got to be consistent, and you have to do it multiple times. What I mean by that is set yourself a goal to mail out, say, 100 a week or 50 a week or 200 a week. And the more individual they look, like if you handwrite the address on the envelope, handwrite the letter, or at least use a font that looks handwritten, and hand address the envelope, put a return address, handwrite that, use a commemorative stamp, don't have it run through a machine. That's very important. Another thing you can do is you can put, you know, get these little mints, like individually wrapped red and white mints that are kind of round and flat. Put one of those inside. That way it's kind of lumpy mail, and they, if they're going to open it, if for no other reason, just to see what's inside.
There you go.
Because the goal is to get your envelope opened.
Mm-hmm.
And you can handwrite it, just say something along the lines that, you know, I noticed you have a house at 125 Oak Street. I'm looking for a house in the area to buy. I am a cash buyer. I can close very quick. Call me as soon as possible before I find another house. And we actually just started doing this a few weeks ago, and we already got a deal under contract down in South Carolina, down about probably an hour from the beach. One house, it's being lived in right now, and there's another house on the property, but it's not livable. We paid $2,500.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that sweet or what?
They just didn't want it?
Just didn't want it. Just didn't want it. $2,500, and the lady is living there, okay? Now, yes, she inherited it, but she's living there right now, and she's moving out, and she only wanted $25. We didn't even work her down on the price, $2,500. So we're going to put it, we're going to put a banner out there that says owner financing, low down payment, payments to fit your budget, and we're going to see if we can get a couple $1,000s down and sell it for, you know, $29,900 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a great source for properties right there, unadvertised properties.
That's amazing.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that.
Good.
A couple of weeks.
Good. That's good. Awesome. Anybody else have any questions? Anybody, feel free to jump right in if you want to. If you've already muted your line, you can unmute it. I think you hit *6 and it'll unmute your line if you've already muted it. And just throw a question out. I'll be glad to answer it. Anybody got a question or comment or anything about the market or anything you need help with?
Larry?
Yes.
I'm out here in Costa Mesa.
Hey.
I was out scouting around, just checking. They had an area yard sale, a garage sale last week, and I came across a woman who happens to be a realtor for HUD Homes. And she said, well, there's not many of them out here. How do I work with her? I mean, I can use her to, if I start making bids on HUD Homes, I can use her to make the bids through her.
Right.
Now,
but don't be counting on that, because there's not a whole lot of them out there.
Yeah. Well, not out here. Do I have to use the one in the area where I'm looking, I guess? I have to use a realtor from there? Or that would be best to purchase
Say that again?
Well, to purchase a home, after I find one, do I need to use the one, a realtor in the area where I'm purchasing from, say like Detroit or something, if I found one in Detroit?
Well, you have to use a realtor in the state where the property is.
Okay.
The realtor has to be licensed in the state where the property is.
Okay. So it wouldn't be too much. There's not much out here at all, so it wouldn't be. I couldn't use her for very much of anything.
Say that again?
I couldn't use her for very much of anything because there's not, at least for HUD anyway, because there's not many HUD homes out here available.
That's true. That's true.
Okay. Has HUD, are they going to be releasing any more homes or anything, or is there any more, anything going on with them, or?
Yes, they are. I've got some news on that. Let me share that with you, okay?
Okay. I dig around in their news and I can't find anything.
Every 7 to 10 years, HUD puts out to bid for asset managers to bid on being the HUD-approved asset managers to help them dispose of their properties.
Okay.
This is the year they're doing that. They're going to award this in July, from what I've been told. They are holding back a lot of properties until they award their new asset managers. So after July, we should see a lot of properties hit the market. They're not going to flood it, I'm sure, but you're going to see more properties hit the market, according to what I've been told. But that's good information.
Okay. I'll keep looking.
Yeah, you should see things loosening up some by after, at least the end of July.
All right. This tax structure three-day event that's coming to your office, I guess. That's for any of the Inner Circle? And when is
yes,
that?
Yes, it is. Did you get an email about it?
I don't know. I haven't looked at my email. My computer went down and I got it back up again.
It's June, I believe it's 27, 28, 29, I believe. Is that right, Barbara?
Yes, I'm looking at the email. That's what it says.
June 27th, 28th, and 29th in Charlotte. It's not in my office, but it's going to be in Charlotte. But any Inner Circle student members are able to attend for free. It's a $5,000 event because it's taught by CPAs and attorneys. And it's all about asset protection, entity structuring, tax strategies. They even go over IRA stuff.
Okay, is there can you mention who's going to be there? Or?
Who's going to be there?
Yeah, or who's your main man? You mentioned him earlier.
Well, it's Anderson Law Group, and Clint Coons is the owner of it. Him and his team, and I'll be there as well.
I got another email in my inbox today from Anderson Legal Business and Tax Advisors. Why your self-directed IRA will make you an IRS target in 2014, free webinar by Clint Coons.
Yeah, that's because you're on his list now because you are in our Inner Circle. Yeah, I think that's probably why. I don't know.
That's an interesting topic.
Yeah. What he's talking about is going to be, what he's going to be talking about is checkbook IRAs, I believe. I think that's what it's about.
Okay.
Cool. Anybody else got a question?
I have one more.
Sure.
You said last time that you were working on a report for the owner financing that you were going to put on your website.
Uh-huh.
Have you got that?
We don't have
yet?
It finished yet.
Okay.
I mean, I have it finished. It's just being typeset.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be done anytime. It should be done anytime, and then we're going to post it on our website. Yeah. Weren't you working on a deal, Barbara, that you just got closed or sold with seller financing or something?
Well, the person I was going to sell it to, that I've had 3 or 4 of them fall through.
Oh.
So I'm still...
And that happens.
Yeah,
that
happens.
I just spent 10 hours in the car today going to look at 2 houses. I literally spent 10 hours in the car today. 2.5 hours one way to one house and back. I got to the office, then I drove 2.5 hours to another house and back.
I've had
That's
a lot
what
of
happens when you cover a wide geographic territory.
Yeah, and this one's about 2.5 hours from where we live. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, it's not close. I told you, we haven't been looking for properties here. There's just, you know, there's too many people and looking for them and not enough.
Right. It's,
like you said about Charlotte, you don't look there.
That's true. We really don't. I mean, we get some deals there every once in a while, but we really don't look there hard. Cool. Anybody else have a question about anything? Anything at all? Any comments, market, whatever? Doesn't really matter. We'll talk about anything. Okay, going once. Going twice. Nobody else wants to jump in there, guys. Just you
well,
two
you
tonight.
Wanna, do you want to just go ahead and tell us where you see the market heading the next few months?
Yeah, I think it's going to continue to get strong. I really do. I think it's going to continue to get strong, and you're going to see you know, it continue to go up. You might see a flood of properties over the summer, but I really think it's going to continue to go up. So you're going to have to continue to look for strategies other than HUD houses and bank-owned properties.
Yeah, I got a few houses out here. I look at them, and they're not upkept or anything in good neighborhoods. And I'm wanting to send them some sort of letter just to see if there's a bite there or something. What kind of letter would I send them?
Now, who would you be sending this to?
Well, there's nice neighborhoods all around, but every once in a while you see one where the grass is brown and nothing's trimmed and somebody's there, but they're just not taking care of it. Now, it could be a rental.
If somebody's there, just go knock on the door. Don't send them a letter. Just if
okay.
If you're that close where you know somebody lives there, you've rode by it, pull up in the driveway.
All right.
And go knock on the door.
How would
and
you approach
you,
someone like that?
How do you approach somebody like that? You just say, hey, my name is Larry. I'm out here in the neighborhood looking for houses and just thought I would stop by and see if you're interested in selling your house.
But I'm a renter. Now what do you say?
Then obviously you can't sell the house. Do you think your landlord might be interested in it?
Yeah, I want to talk to the landlord.
Yeah.
And I could probably put, I probably think of five houses around here that are like that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, it's time to get busy.
There you go. Time to get busy and work it.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And we're going to be about 90 degrees here tomorrow.
Wow.
3 miles from the ocean.
Wow. You know, for some reason, I don't know why, but I was thinking Arizona when you said Costa Mesa. I know that's in California, but I was thinking Arizona for some reason.
I don't know. That's why I wondered why you said Phoenix. I thought, okay, well, that's 7 miles
from
the house.
Isn't there a Mesa, Arizona or something, though?
Yeah, there's Mesa.
Okay, that must have been what I was thinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a nice place, too, though.
Yeah, exactly. Well, can you guys think of anything else you need?
That's all I can have it, Larry. That's all I can think of.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate everybody's business, everybody that's on here, and I appreciate you guys jumping in and asking questions. If you ever need anything in between these calls, don't hesitate to email or call me. I'm here for you. I'm happy to help you. And we really appreciate your business and look forward to serving you and helping you out. And we also always want to hear your success stories, too. So if you need anything, please hit me up and let me know, and I look forward to helping you out. So, guys, I appreciate you being on here. Thanks a lot, everybody.
All right,
thank you, Larry.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.